Good evening, everyone, and welcome this evening to this special TIN. This is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima. And all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. You have several net controls this evening. I'm merely opening it up this evening. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathleen, and I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where the temperature is currently 78 degrees. We had a high of about 81 today, and it was a very beautiful day. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. No emergency traffic, and I always say that's a great thing, but how about anyone celebrating a birthday, maybe this week, maybe last week, maybe tonight, that would like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy? All right, no birthday stations. As I always say, that means we're not getting any older. So this is the TIN open forum, or we call it the Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. And I do want to advise everyone connected tonight that this is being recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast, and so all stations participating will be a part of that recording. Tonight's special is about St. Patty's Day, and St. Patty's Day means a lot to me because I am almost 100% Irish. Actually, that was my nickname as I was growing up when I was younger. So I'm going to be interested to see what this program has in store for all of us. So once again, welcome to the TIN this evening, but I think I'm going to throw it over to KY6B so he can begin the program, and I hope everyone will have fun, and remember, ask questions, check in, just enjoy the session. KY6B from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, are you ready to take over?
I am, Kathy. Good evening here. Let me get my screen set up so I can see what I'm saying. Good evening, everybody. Gordon here, KY6V. I would also like to say hello and welcome to KO4UMQ. I just looked up on the connect list and I see that he has connected. His name is Woody. He's up in Kentucky. I just put him on the roster as a brand new member here this morning. So I'm glad that you could make it tonight, Woody. This program tonight, guys and gals, will be a discussion about St. Patrick's Day. To start with everyone who's joining the program, you should be wearing something green. Further, choice of beverage should be green in color, and your swimming pool or canal out in the backyard should be green also. I have learned from valuable sources that your first narrator coming up tonight, and that's Dave, GW8SZL, has hired a leprechaun to run his station master control while he attends to the microphone and the program material. Further, I am told he's wearing a green top hat and has a large mug of green Irish ale. If you twist his arm, he will tell you that he is 50% Welsh and 50% Irish. So, David, without further ado, tell us all about it. You're closer to Wales in being in Wales than to Ireland than we are, so we're going to listen to you tonight. KY6V, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gordon. The leprechaun is actually behaving himself because I haven't tried to steal his crock of gold yet. And yes, I am 50% Irish and 50% Welsh, my mother being Irish. She came from a little village in the middle of nowhere in Limerick County in Southern Ireland. That's a place so small it doesn't appear on most maps, but that's another story. Good evening, everyone. This is Dave, Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima here. And I'm in a jolly holiday mood. I hope you are also. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated annually on March 17th, the anniversary of his death in the 5th century. The Irish have observed this day as a religious holiday for over 1,000 years. On St. Patrick's Day, which falls during the Christian season of Lent, Irish families would traditionally attend church in the morning and celebrate in the afternoon. Now, Lenten prohibitions against the consumption of meat were waived, and people would dance, drink, and feast on the traditional meal of Irish bacon and cabbage. St. Patrick, who had lived in during the 5th century, is the patron saint of Ireland and its national apostle. Born in Roman Britain, he was kidnapped and brought to Ireland as a slave at the age of 16. He later escaped, but returned to Ireland and was credited with bringing Christianity to the Irish people. In the centuries following Patrick's death, believed to have been on March the 17th, in the year 461, the mythology surrounding his life became ever more ingrained in the Irish culture. Perhaps the most well-known legend of St. Patrick is that he explained the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, using the three leaves of a native Irish clover, the shamrock. More than 100 St. Patrick's Day parades are held across the United States. New York City and Boston are home to the largest celebrations. Let me reset. Since around the 9th or 10th century, people in Ireland have been observing the Roman Catholic feast day of St. Patrick on March the 17th. The first St. Patrick's Day parade took place not in Ireland, but in America. Records show that a St. Patrick's Day parade was held on March the 17th, 1601, in a Spanish colony in what is now known as St. Augustine in Florida. The parade and a St. Patrick's Day celebration a year earlier were organized by the Spanish colony's Irish vicar, Ricardo Artur. Now, more than a century later, homesick Irish soldiers serving in the English military marched in New York City on March the 17th, 1772, to honor the Irish patron saint. Enthusiasm for the St. Patrick's Day parades in New York City and Boston and other early American cities only grew from there. Over the next 35 years, Irish patriotism among American immigrants flourished, prompting the rise of so-called Irish Aid Societies, like the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick and the Hibernian Society. Each group would hold annual parades featuring bagpipes, which actually first became popular in the Scottish and British armies, and also the drums as well. Reset. In 1848, several New York Irish Aid Societies decided to unite their parades to form one official New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade. Today, that parade is the world's oldest civilian parade and the largest in the United States, with over 150,000 participants. Each year, nearly 3 million people line the 1.5-mile parade route to watch the procession, which takes more than 5 hours. Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Savannah also celebrate the day with parades involving between 10,000 and 20,000 participants each. Now, in 2020, the New York City Parade was one of the first major city events to be cancelled as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. It was again cancelled, unfortunately, in 2021. Up until the mid-19th century, most Irish immigrants in America were members of the Protestant middle class. When the Great Potato Famine hit Ireland in 1845, close to 1 million poor and uneducated Irish Catholics began pouring into America to escape starvation. Despised for their alien religious beliefs and unfamiliar accents by the American Protestant majority, the immigrants had trouble finding even menial jobs. When Irish Americans in the country's cities took to the streets on St. Patrick's Day to celebrate their heritage, newspapers portrayed them in cartoons as drunk, violent monkeys. At least that. Now, the American Irish soon began to realize, however, that their large and growing numbers endowed them with a political power that had not yet been exploited. They started to organize, and their voting bloc, known as the Green Machine, became an important swing vote for political hopefuls. Suddenly, annual St. Patrick's Day parades become a show of strength for Irish Americans, as well as a must-attend event for a slew of political candidates. And in 1948, President Harry S. Truman attended New York City's St. Patrick's Day parade, a proud moment for many Irish Americans whose ancestors had to fight stereotypes and racial prejudice to find acceptance in the new world. Okay, this is Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. Do we have any questions, comments, or check-ins, please? Call signs now, slowly and phonetically. Call now.
Echo Whiskey Golf.
Okay, I've got David, KB9EWG. Any other takers? Okay, just seems like it's you and me, David. KB9EWG, 2W at SLL. Go ahead, sir.
Well, good evening to you there, Dave. We also have Annette there. Yeah, very good information, Dave. I just want to mention that, La Crosse here has the annual parade every year for St. Patrick's Day, but they always have theirs on the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, I've been helping do communication with that parade for about the last, 10 or so years at least. Always a good time here, Dave. Always enjoy the St. Patrick's Day Parade. KB9EWG.
Okay, thank you very much for that bit of information about La Crosse having a parade as well. And they've been doing the emergency communications for the last 10 years approximately. And I haven't been back to Seven Island since my... I have been a few times since my mother has passed away. But always enjoyed going and visiting... with her when she was alive. She actually came over to the UK, well, South Wales, actually, and I met my father, who was serving in the military at the time. Okay, do we have any further check-ins for Annette at this time? This is Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima.
UHY.
This is Kilo Yankee 4 November Bravo KY4NB. Scott in Memphis.
Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Mike Quebec. Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Mike Quebec. Woody in Kentucky.
This is KD4UHY in Northern Alabama.
Northern Alabama, Kilo Yankee 4, November.
Kilo Yankee 4, Romeo Golf, Robert Albany, Georgia.
Bravo, Scott, and Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Mike Quebec. Anybody else? Okay, Kilo Yankee 4, Romeo Golf. Okay, I'm going to hold it there, and I'm going to go to the top of my list. This is Kilo, so we're over to Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel Yankee, over there in Alabama. Go ahead, sir, from GW8SZL.
Okay, you have Mr. Pete over here in Northern Alabama. Right at this moment in time, I'm in virtual reality in a room that I've created, a ham radio room, where people in virtual reality can hear and see the Echolink page. They can actually see me live on a screen in the room talking to you. So We just come in here because we're not quite sure where everybody is at, but we're located in northern Alabama, about 45 miles west of Huntsville, Alabama, 50 miles from the Tennessee line. And so we just recently got back into Echolink. We were in Echolink back in the early 90s when it first started. And so I'm heavy into virtual reality and to Microsoft Flight Simulator, and so we're able to utilize Echolink here. And there are some other hams in AllSpace virtual reality that when they find out about this, we're going to have our little group here in virtual reality. We're in a program called AllSpace right now, live, and can be seen on a big giant screen. So thank you for letting me come in there. This is Mr. Pete, KD4UHY, in northern Alabama, Pumpkin Center. We're clear.
Yeah, KD4UHY, this is Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima, with the SOFCAS Thursday TIN, Thursday Information App, which is once a month on the third Thursday. each month. Yeah, it's getting a bit late here. Okay, thank you very much for that information. That sounds really, really interesting. I heard you on earlier mention it as well. I can't remember where you were, though. But I did. You did come out of one of my speakers. Okay, thanks for that. And next we'll go down to Scott, Kilo Yankee 4, November, Bravo. Go ahead, Scott.
TW8SZL, KY4NB. Well, hi, Dave, and everybody on the net. This is Scott from Memphis, Tennessee, the land of Elvis and barbecue. Well, I'm not sure if it's okay to eat Vietnamese food on St. Patrick's Day, but I got leftovers from lunch, and it's Kung Pao tofu, and it's really good. So I'm scarfing down the leftovers here while I'm listening to the net. That sounds interesting with that virtual reality program. I guess folks can do about anything and never leave home there, so that is exciting, and I hope folks will join that alt space, and I'll have to get my computer working at home so I can look at that, I guess, there, Dave. Well, I hope Declan's doing okay and listening, and he may be doing some schoolwork. This is a school night before he plays on the net here, but I bet he's going to be listening to the Irish special. I've got an Irish last name, and my wife's got one from Scotland way back when, so we always enjoy this holiday. So anyway, she doesn't like corned beef, though, and I didn't get any beer, so I don't know. But we're having fun anyway, watching basketball from the NCAA tournament. Let me take a break. Okay, I'm back. Well, I'll be brief, but thank you, Dave, for taking my check-in, and again, say hi to Declan there, and then 7-3 to everybody out there, and I'll be listening to the special, and thanks for calling the net tonight, everybody that's on the SCARS network there. Back to net control. Let's see. GW8SZL, KY4NB.
Yeah, KY4NB, GW8SZL. Yep, okay there, Scott. Yeah, I'm going to look up the old space as well tomorrow. No, Declan is asleep. He's got school tomorrow, and the local time here is 23:21. We're 4 hours ahead at the moment of Eastern time. But when our clocks go forward on the 27th of this month, we'll be back with the standard 5 hours difference. So I'll let Declan know that you you mentioned him in the morning when he gets up. Okay, thank you very much, Scott. And now we go around to Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Mike Quebec. Woody, who I understand is a new SOFCAS member. Welcome to SOFCAS, Woody. And go ahead, sir.
Hey, good evening, Dave, and everyone else on the net. Yeah, this is I'm a new member of the SCARS. This is the first time I've been on this net. I've seen the advertisement for the special St. Paddy's Day net, so I wanted to get in on it, so here I am. I live in the southeast portion of Kentucky in the Appalachian Mountains, and from what I've been told, it was the Irish and the Scottish that pretty much settled this area because they were the only ones tough enough to do it. And I've also been told from some family members that we are part Welsh and Irish also, which I kind of like the idea of being descendants from y'all. It's pretty cool. So far, I've enjoyed this. I appreciate the information you put out there. It was really good. So I'm going to turn this back over to you. This is KO4UMQ, back to Net Control.
Yeah, KO4UMQ, this is Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. Yep, well noted on that, Woody. I'm learning as well. I can be in Seven Island maybe 3.5 hours from here, where I actually am. Drive to the west coast of South Wales and get a ferry across to Seven Island. So we're not that far away. And I'm glad to say my leprechaun here is behaving himself so far tonight. Okay, thank you very much, Woody. And now we'll go down to Robert over there in Georgia. Kilo Yankee 4, Romeo Golf. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, Dave. Thank you very much for allowing me into the Sidecars Net. And hello to everyone on the net this afternoon. I am in Albany, Georgia, which is about 225 miles south of Atlanta. Most of my amateur radio use now, after 44 years of being an amateur, has been in digital. I'm active in D-Star and DMR. I often check in to the DMR 91 worldwide, especially for the net on Saturday. So if anyone would like to join it, it is on 91. Not too much to know here other than that. They won't hold it. I'll turn it back to you guys, and good to hear you. Great signal here in Albany. KY4RG, back to net control.
Yeah, KY4RG, GW8SZL. Yep, okay there. Thank you for that, Robert. And may I hope catch you on DMR or D-Star or Fusion or any other stars that are out there. All-Star as well sometime soon. Okay, and now, at this point, I'm going to turn the program over to Chief W4RFJ down there in Den Allen in Florida to start some fun trivia questions on this holiday before we continue with some additional information on its history. W4RFJ, where are you out there, Chief? GW8SZL.
Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. This is W4RFJ. Thanks, Dave. I got to tell you though, I'm a little bit on the lurch here. The captain mentioned something about making your pools green. I've spent the past 3 months trying to get the green out of my pool. I got to draw a line somewhere. But anyway, Dave, is my audio okay? W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net.
Yeah, W4RFJ, GW8SZL. Sounds good to me, Chief. Go ahead.
I appreciate that, old petrified one. Hi, everybody. This is Chief W4RFJ reporting for duty and ready to have some fun with some St. Patrick's trivia. I've got a bunch of questions here, and I think what we'll do is we'll shoot them out one at a time, take a list of check-ins, whoever wants to try to answer. If you don't answer, that's okay. I can give you the answer and move on to the next question. So this is W4RFJ. The first question is, what are some other names used to refer to St. Patrick's Day? I'll say that again. What are some other names used to refer to St. Patrick's Day? Anybody that would like to give it a stab, give me a call with your suffix only. Put them out there slow and kind of drag your heels a little bit so that the digital modes can check in too. This is W4RFJ, suffix only, please. Okay, I guess we'll strike that one off the list. The answer is the day of the festival. Festival of Patrick and the Feast of St. Patrick. Those are the two that I have on my sheet here. Okay, well, if that one wasn't so popular, let's try another one. The first ever St. Patrick's Day parade in 1762 didn't take place in Ireland as you might have thought. Where did it take place? What country? Please call now, suffix only, please.
Too quiet. Delta Yankee.
Okay, the net recognizes Delta Yankee. Is there anybody else?
Victor November Tango.
Okay, I've got two. Let's go with that. Delta Yankee, you're up. Fill her in, and what's your answer? What country did the first St. Patrick's Day parade happen in? And I'll turn it over to you.
Good morning, Chief. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee in northwestern Sydney. 22.6 degrees Celsius, 84% humidity. Sort of a nice autumn day today. Well, here first in Australia, about 26%, according to the last census, of Australia is of Irish descent. And that's because of the convict heritage. A lot of the convicts that came here were of Irish descent. So there's the celebration is usually on the weekend after St. Patrick's Day. So we have it's a big celebration down at the Rocks, which is central Darling Harbour, central part of Sydney, and parade and all sorts of other stuff going on down there on Sunday. Anyway, other than that, I'm going to guess New York City, USA, VK2DY.
Thanks, Robert. That's some pretty good trivia there in itself. Yeah, and it's always a great pleasure to hear your melodious voice, and sure, I'm glad you took the time to check in. You're right, it was getting too quiet. All right, we'll break with Robert. We'll move over to VNT, Victor November Tango. Come on aboard, fill in your call, your name, your location, and give us that answer. Where was the first ever St. Patrick's Day parade in 1762 take place? W4RFJ, over to you, VNT.
W4RFJ, KO4VNT. The name is Greg. I am in Fredericksburg, Virginia, in the good old U.S. of A. And today we have had soaking rains that finally let up about 2 o'clock. Temperature is about 57 degrees Fahrenheit. And I must admit to you, I got the question wrong in my mind. I was thinking that it was when, which I knew that it was 1762, but I do not know where. I don't even know where to begin to guess. I hate to tell you that. But anyway, just bid everybody 73. I'm going to turn that back over to you. Maybe I'll get in on the next one. KO4VNT, back to net control.
Okay, Greg, no problem. Well, nice to hear the rain stopped up there. We've got a slightly better temperature down here in Dunellen, Florida. I'm sporting about 70. Nope, I can't see it on my display, so I'll have to give that to you later. Anyway, Greg, it was in 1762. And Robert had it correct. It is definitely the United States is where the first parade was. All right, this is W4RFJ. I've got a bunch of questions here, so we'll try to get through them as quickly as we can, but try to have some fun doing it. Green hasn't always been associated with St. Patrick's Day. That actually didn't happen until when? And we're looking for the year. What year did they actually start using green as the associated color for St. Patrick's Day? This is W4RFJ. Give me your suffix only, please, and space them out so the digital modes can get in there. W4RFJ residing. All right, well, I know you guys are all rushing to the microphone as fast as you can, but we're going to go ahead and keep moving on here. The year was 1798 is when they first started associating green with the St. Patrick's Day. All right, next question. Each year in Chicago since 1962, the plumber union the plumber union dies what Kelly Green. I thought I had this one figured out. Let me try this again. Each year in Chicago since 1962, the plumber union dies what Kelly Green. So it's a geographical thing. Please call now, W4RJ, suffix only, please.
Victor, November Tango, Net Control. I know that's a river, but I can't think of the name. Back to Net Control, KO4VNT.
Romeo Golf.
Okay, Greg, we've got to give everybody a chance to answer. All right, we got your geographical location as a river. Romeo Golf, go ahead, fill her in and give us some information about yourself. This is W4RFJ, and what's your answer?
An Echo Whiskey Golf checking in.
So Yankee 4, Romeo Golf, Robert Albany, Georgia. I would say it was the Chicago River. Back to you, RFJ.
Okay, I got your Chicago River answer there, Mr. Romeo Golf. And Echo Whiskey Golf, we got you there, Dave. Go ahead.
I would agree. It is a definite Chicago River. They dye green every year, KB9EWG.
Well, you guys taught me a lesson, because all I had in my answer sheet was the river. And the Chicago River sounds about right, so we'll accept that. So all three of you got it good. Very good. Let's see. The next question, not to push this along too quickly, to celebrate St. Paddy's Day in Ireland, Dublin hosts a huge festival that lasts how many days? We're talking about Dublin over in Ireland hosting a huge festival that lasts how many days? I'll take check-ins by suffix only, please, and spread them out so the digital modes can check in, too. This is W4RFJ.
Six, Victor.
Six, Victor's recognized. Any others? All right, Captain, it's your turn. Fill her in. Tell us what's going on in your part of the planet, and how about the answer to how many days does Dublin, Ireland host their huge festival?
Well, hi, Chief, and thank you. Good evening, everybody. Well, I think that I'm going to pick 4 days on that answer. I also want to take you back to your last question. Tell you a little tale on that. The way Chicago got going on getting their Chicago River green was the water department was trying to trace down some illegal and non-paying people that were dumping water into the Chicago, draining it into the Chicago River. So they used dye to find where these people were. It worked so well, they got the idea of doing it for St. Patrick's Day, and now you know the rest of the story. And one last comment here for you, Chief, is going back yet to the previous question, where the answer was 1798. The reason I didn't know the answer to that one, that I was born in 1937, and that 139 years difference just really had me blanked out. KY6V, over.
Well, you got plenty of time, being as that you're retired, to catch up on all that trivia. So thank you very much there, Captain. By the way, how's our Irish lady, Miss Sunshine, doing? Wave hi to her for me, will you?
She's doing great. She's been smiling. She's been happy. Sometimes these Irish can get out of hand, but no liking of that today. Over.
All righty. Well, very good. And Miss Charlotte wanted me to pass along greetings to you guys, too, if I heard you in here. All right, well, we're going to break with the captain and move on with these questions. I got about 100,000 of them here. No, I'm just kidding. But I got plenty. Captain, before you go, I just wanted to make sure, am I passing it to NO70 or am I passing it to you?
Uh-huh. You are passing to me, sir. Over.
Well, thank you very much. My script told me to pass it to George and then had your call sign in the script, so I don't know why I didn't catch that earlier. But anyway, long story short, short story longer. Thank you, sir. I got my marching orders. Okay. All right, everybody. I hope we can get a little bit more participation here. This one's a good one. What was St. Patrick's Day originally meant to celebrate? Let's get some check-ins here, suffix only, and spread them out, please, W4RFJ. Yeah, I know everybody's fighting for that microphone. It was the day honoring St. Patrick for introducing Christianity to Ireland in the 5th century. I think Dave read that to us a little bit earlier. It was the day honoring St. Patrick for introducing Christianity to Ireland in the 5th century. Okay, next question. What mythological being is a part of St. Patrick's Day lore in Irish culture? Oh, this is a tough one. I'm sure you guys are going to fight over the microphones now. W4RFJ, suffix only, please.
Uniform Mike Quebec.
Uniform Mike Quebec, Woody, and by the way, congratulations for your new membership to South Cars. This is a great, great group of people in here. It really extends your family. But go ahead there, Woody. Give us your answer. What do you think that mythological being is? Over.
Well, Chief, I want to say leprechaun. That's what I think it is. And just to let you know, I also served in the Navy. I was a whole snipe from 1983 to 1992. Served on an LST and a sub-rescue in shore duty at Sima Little Creek. So I'm going to say leprechaun is the answer. I'm going to turn this back over to you. This is KO4UMQ, back to net control.
Okay, Woody. Well, all I can say is, hey, shipmate, welcome aboard. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, gosh, I could have been anywhere from, I've served on several ships, mostly Knox-class frigates, and I was an electronic technician. I was the guy that sent the FNGs, the friendly new guys, down to main control for their BT punches. Over.
Yeah, I remember that. BT punches, blow the MPA, and all kinds of stuff, the fallopian tubes, everything. It was good days, good days. Back to you, KO4UMQ.
I wasn't going to say all that. But anyway, that's okay, Woody. I think your answer is correct. It is definitely the leprechaun. Definitely the leprechaun. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Ireland held in the year 1903? Boy, this is going to be a tough one. W4RFJ, suffix only, please.
4RJ.
Go ahead, Robert in Albany. What's your answer?
Well, this would really just be a guess, but I would guess Dublin.
Okay, well, sorry to say, you are correct. Dublin is in Ireland, but it wasn't Dublin. It was Waterford, Ireland. Over.
Okay, Chief, thank you very much. And I was wondering if there are any Airedales in, because I was an Airedale, 65-69.
Right, another shipmate. Very good. Well, you're going to hang out on our Saturday mornings. You know, at 7:30 we hold Reveille, and at 7:45 we hold Sweepers. So you're going to have to, I'm going to extend an invitation to you, being as you're a shipmate. You might enjoy that. Okay, well, let's see here. I don't know if we have any other Airedales, but if there's any in there, I'm sure they'll let us know. And I just lost my spot. Give me a second. Okay, there we go. All right, so the next question. According to Irish legends, St. Patrick's changed his name to, Patricius after becoming a priest. What was his name at birth? Oh, man, this is going to be a tough one. W4RJ, suffix only, please, and if you're a shipmate, let us know when you get called on. Well, I guess, Captain, I'm going to talk to you about this one because I don't even know how to pronounce it. KY6V, can you pronounce this answer for me? He's smart, too. I'm going to spell this because I cannot pronounce it. Wait a minute. GW8SZL, can you pronounce M-A-E-W-Y-N-S-U-C-C-A-T? GW8SZL from W4RFJ. Help!
Yeah, from GW8SZL. Well, you know, I know I might be old, but I'm not as that old as to have been around in Roman Britain. But here we go. I'm going to give it a go. Maiwin Sukat. Sukat. Maiwin Sukat. There we go. It's an old, Maiwin Sukat. It's a Maiwin. That's close enough as you're going to get from me. Oh, dear. W4RFJ, TW8SRL.
Well, I would have ripped that all apart, and I heard my sweetheart, Admiral Sue, in the background. Make sure you give her a big smooch, and let's move on. I'm not even going to dive into that one too well or too much more. This is W4RFJ. Even though it's a big drinking day now, St. Patty's Day used to be a dry holiday up until what decade? Boy, man, these are some tough questions, but I got, you know what? I'll bet the captain knows this one because he's been around since the 70s. anybody want to take a stab? This is W4RFJ. Suffix only, please. Well, I got to tell you, the 1970s is when people really started to drink heavily, I think. No, I'm kidding. it was the 1970s. That's the decade, the 1970s, that it became a wet holiday. Let's put it that way. All right, this is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net. I got another question here. New York City's St. Patrick's Day Parade has been happening since 1762 and is one of the world's largest parades. About how many marchers does it typically have? I'll read that again. New York City's St. Patrick's Day Parade has been happening since 1762 and is one of the world's largest parades. About how many marchers does it typically have? And anybody wants to take a stab at that one, please call W4RFJ, suffix only, please, space them out. Okay, well, I guess I'm not getting much participation in this event here. Let me just say it's a large number of people. It's around 250,000 marchers. That's not even who attended as an audience. That's just the marchers. All right, so what major Catholic holiday does St. Patrick's Day occur during? I'll take check-ins on that. I know the Petrified One mentioned that in his dissertation at the beginning of the net. What major Catholic holiday does St. Patrick's Day occur during? W4RFJ, suffix only, please. Spread them out.
R4RG.
KY4RG, go ahead. What's your answer?
I would say Lent.
And the answer is Lent. Very good. Okay, moving on. There's a tradition that Irish government leaders give United States President Shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day, dating back to 1952. when John Hearn first sent some to which former U.S. president? Okay, this is which president got the first Irish shamrock in 1952. How's that? Please call, suffix only, and spread it out just in case the digital guys want to jump in. W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net.
Is that an offer to jump in? I don't know. I just connected. We got right straight to you.
Hey, John, good to hear you in there. Nobody's answering up here. I'm wondering if you might know the answer to this question. There's a tradition that Irish government leaders give United States President shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day, dating back to 1952, when John Hearn first sent some to which former U.S. president? You know the answer to that question, John?
What are you on about, Roger? St. Patrick's, what? What's St. Patrick's Day got to do with anything? I haven't got a clue. I just came from another net because these guys are rubbers connected up scars to ham, so I was just on another net. So are we asking trivia questions? Haven't got the foggiest.
Well, the one thing we got out of you joining us is the fact that I got to hear your voice, and I got my sleeping schedule off, so I haven't been able to catch up with you in the evening, a.k.a. the early morning here. So, but anyway, yeah, we're just going through trivia questions right now, and I've only got a couple more to go. So let me go ahead and give the answer. It was President Harry Truman who got the first shamrocks in 1952. All right, so we'll break with John HJQ. Before becoming a priest, St. Patrick was abducted and brought to Northern Ireland at what age? This one, I know the petrified one mentioned in his reading. This is W4RFJ looking for anyone who would like to answer that question. Or join in the trivia. Suffix only, please, and spread it out for the digital modes. This is W4RFJ residing.
4RG.
Go ahead, 4RG, fill her in. You don't have to do that, just ID. Robert, go ahead, give us the answer. I'm sure you've got it right.
16.
That's right, he was abducted into slavery at the age of 16 and taken to Ireland. All right, well, I know this is going to disappoint everybody, but I'm down to my last question. And this is kind of off the wall here, but I think it's valid for trivia. Where is the home of the biggest St. Patrick's Day celebration in South America? That's a good one. Anybody want to try their savvy at that, please call W4RFJ, suffix only, please. Spread them out. Give the digital modes a chance to get in there, too, even though nobody's fighting over the mic for some reason. But go ahead, W4RFJ, come now. Well, it saddens me to say that I didn't get very many people participating, but that's okay. It was Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires in South America. All right, well, that's about all I got for trivia. So I think what I'll do now is I'll pass it over to the captain. Captain, are you still there? This is W4RFJ. I'd like to pass the Thursday Information Net control over to you. This is W4RFJ, Dunellen, Florida.
Okay, Chief. Well, thank you, sir. And hi, everybody, again. Gordon here, KY6V. I'm going to try to pick it up here from Roger for a few minutes and give you a little more data. What I have on my plate here is some information that started off with the Irish immigrants. They spread out over the United States and other cities developed their own transitions. One of these is Chicago. Annual dyeing of the Chicago River green. Well, we talked about that tonight. The practice started in 1962 when city population control workers used dyes to trace illegal sewage discharged and realized that the green dye might provide a unique way to celebrate the holiday. That's how it all got started. That year, they happened to release 100 pounds of green vegetable dye into the river, and not enough to keep it green for about a week. Today, it's our understanding that they have minimized that environmental damage concept. Only to 40 pounds of dye are used, and the river turns green for only several hours. How about that one? Let me buy a nickel. Although Chicago historians claim their city's idea for the River of Green was original, some natives of Savannah, that's Savannah, Georgia, whose St. Patrick's Day parade, the oldest in the nation, dates back to 1813, believe the idea originated in their town. They point out that in 1961, a hotel restaurant manager named Tom Woolley convinced city officials to dye Savannah's river green. And the event didn't exactly work as planned. Let me get things shifted over here. And the water only took a slight greenish hue, so Savannah never attempted to dye its river again, but Woolley maintains, though others refute this claim, that he personally suggested this idea to Chicago's mayor, Richard J. Daley. So we'll let Savannah and Chicago fight that out. Today, people of background celebrate St. Patrick's Day, especially through the United States, Canada, and Australia. Although North America is the home for the largest production, St. Patrick's Day is celebrated around the world in locations from Ireland, including Japan, Singapore, Russia. Popular St. Patrick's recipes include Irish soda bread, corned beef and cabbage, and champ. And, you know, when I first ran into this, I said to myself, what's champ? Well, if you look into it, guys and gals, it's a mashed potato type dish with spicing and so on and so forth. And it says, in the United States, people often wear green on St. Patrick's Day, which I think we all know at this point. In modern-day Ireland, St. Patrick's Day has traditionally been a religious occasion. In fact, up until 1970s. Now, Roger touched on this in one of his quiz questions. Irish laws mandated that the pubs be closed on March 17th. Beginning in 1995, however, the Irish government began a national campaign to use interest in St. Patrick's Day to drive tourism and showcase Ireland and Irish culture to the rest of the world. So they flipped the coin, in my way of thinking. One icon. We've touched on that this evening. The original Irish name of these figures for folklore was Lobrachan. Now that's spelled What did you say? Did I time out, Roger?
RFJ. Let me see. I'm trying to figure out where the captain left off here. Captain, you back with us yet? Yeah, I see where you left off. It was beginning in 1995, however. If you want to pick it up, you timed out. You got the green crystal, sir.
No, it's actually blue. Bluish purple. Sorry, guys. Okay. Rerouting. Beginning in 1995, however, the Irish government began a national campaign to use interest in St. Patrick's Day to drive tourism and showcase Ireland and Irish culture to the rest of the world. That's when they flipped the coin, guys and gals. Let me buy a nickel here. Okay, one icon of the Irish holiday is a leprechaun. And the original Irish name for these figures of folklore is Lobertchen. Now that's spelled L-O-B-A-I-R-C-I-N. I may not be pronouncing it quite correctly. But its meaning is small-bodied fellow. And belief in leprechauns probably stemmed from Celtic beliefs in fairies, tiny men and women who use their magical powers to serve good or evil. In Celtic folktale, leprechauns were cranky souls responsible for mending the shoes of the other fairies. Gonna buy one more nickel. Though only minor figures in Celtic folklore, leprechauns were known for their trickery, which they often used to protect their much-fabled treasure. Leprechauns have their own holiday on May 13th. Now, I didn't really know that. May 13th is another holiday for the leprechauns, but are also celebrated on St. Patrick's with many dressing up as the Willy Fairies. So, before I turn this over to our next narrator, do we have any questions or any additional check-ins that would like to make themselves known at this point? We'd love to hear from you. KY6V in South Cars. And quiet is golden. Okay. Allow me to pass this program over to David, KB9EWG, who will spend some time with you summarizing some of the history presented here tonight, further giving you a few St. Patrick riddles that you can have fun with in the days to come. And if you're ready, David, here she comes, KB9EWG from KY6V.
Oh, thank you there, Captain. KB9EWG, Echo 2289, my South Cars number. And yes, all dressed in green and ready to participate here. So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is David, KB9EWG, at your command. Let's spend a few minutes summarizing some material presented to you here this evening. Number one, if you feel as though you are green under the gills, first make sure it's not March 17th. Number two, St. Patrick's died on March 17th, and that is why the day was picked for his celebration. Number three, St. Patrick was a devout Christian and religious teacher. Number four, St. Patrick taught that by explaining the meaning of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, by comparing it to the three leaves of clover. Allow me to reset. I don't need a green crystal here. All right, continuing on. Number five, the first official parade was conducted in St. Augustine, Florida in 1601, not in Ireland. Number six, even though it's a big drinking day, where it's used to be dry until 1970. Okay, at this point, are there any questions, comments, or check-ins? This is KB9EWG. Okay, nobody checking in, so we'll continue on here. Let's look at some fun riddles for you and the family. One, What you get when you cross the when you excuse me, boy. What do you get when you cross poison ivy with a four-leaf clover? You get a rash of good luck. What has eyes but can't see? Oh, gee, that's a potato. Where can you always find gold, but there's no gold at all? In the dictionary. How many gold coins can a leprechaun throw in an empty pot? One, after it's there, it's no longer empty. When is an Irish potato not an Irish potato? When it's a French fry. Let me reset here.
And two, TYS.
A green jacket covers my arms. Don't ever steal my lucky charms. Who am I? A leprechaun. Violet, indigo, and blue. Red and yellow and orange and green at the end of this object. A pot of gold can be seen. What is it? It's a rainbow. The old thing, Roy G. Biv. For rainbows there, yep. Okay. Yellow and blue combined, you'll see. If you don't want a pinch, be sure to wear me. What am I? Well, gee, the color green. I'm hidden, but not all... Okay, I'm hidden, but I'm not buried. I hold treasure, but no germs. Leprechauns protect me, but I'm not Lucky Charms. What am I? A pot of gold. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, last call for comments, check-ins, or anything else at this point here. This is KB9 EWG Net Control for ESL Self-Cars Thursday Information Net. Looking for check-ins.
N2QIS at Echo Delta.
N2QIS, good evening, and what's on your mind this evening?
I was just scanning the band to find something, somebody talking. I'm over here in Jersey.
Well, welcome to South Car. This is our Thursday Information Net, and we are talking about the celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Any questions or comments from Net here?
No comment.
Well, thank you, and always good to have you, and nice to have you participating this evening. Thank you so much. Anybody else want to check in? Any final comments or questions for Net here? Come ahead, please. This is KB9 EWG Net Control. Okay, hearing nothing further, I guess it's time to tie the ribbons on it. This has been SCARS, VOIP. Net schedules and general information may be found on our SCARS VOIP website. That's SCARSVOIP.com. Your narrators for this evening, thank you to all for coming, and by now we are closing the net. This is the SCARS UIP version session. This net is now closed, and KB9 EWG is now clear and turning the system back to normal amateur use. Thank you once again, everybody, for participation. KB9 EWG is now clear.